Pacific completed restoration of one of the world's largest steam locomotives, the Big Boy number 4014. Joining us is the engineer of Big Boy. It's in town right now. It's Ed Dickens. Big Ed, how are you?
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Where is the Big Boy parked right now?
We are down at the Union Pacific training facility down at 335 Spencer here in West Chicago. Just follow the crowds. You'll find us.
Explain how big Big Boy is.
Well, it is big. You know, we talk about it. We've run big locomotives a lot. We work on big locomotives, but this one really is phenomenally big. 134 feet long, 17 feet tall, 11 and a half feet wide, 600 tons. It weighs as much as three conventional locomotives.
600 tons.
605 tons, to be technically accurate, and it produces 7,000 horsepower.
You know, I know you have the steam, you have the boiling water. How does the steam engine actually work? Can you explain it to us in layman's terms?
Yes, it has the cylindrical part, of course, is a boiler, and inside of that is a whole series of pipes called tubes and flues, and it burns fuel where the cap is located in an area known as a firebox and a combustion chamber. And that area inside the firebox is surrounded by a water space that has the water in it, and the fuel is burned in there, and the tremendous heat of the heat energy of the fuel transfers through the metal, and it boils the water. And we're not talking about like a little pot of water on your stove just kind of percolating away.
Right.
We're talking about this volcanic, this massive power-driven power plant inside that boiler. And it's producing sufficient steam to drive this big monster. And if you've had a chance to look at it or look at some of the aerial footage,
You
can see the steam coming out here and there. Imagine the steam pressure. And again, it's not like your pressure cooker where it's just kind of sitting there making a little whistling sound. This is 300 pounds of steam pressure, 425 degrees. And it goes through a secondary heating process known as superheating, where the temperature of the steam is raised to 750 degrees.
Is everybody following along? I feel like I need a pie chart or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I live in a technical world. I apologize. But it's just a monster of a machine.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like it roars through every destination it's made. Listen, how many trips would you say it's done? I mean, what's the... What did we say, 1941?
Built in 1941.
Yeah.
Yep, it was delivered in December of 41, and it had just about 1,030,000 miles on it when they stopped running it in 1959. And the really neat part of the story is the Union Pacific donated it in 1961, and it sat in a museum in Los Angeles in Pomona, California, until we went to them in 2012 and asked them to give it back to us.
Wow. What did they
say?
And
it's just, they said yes.
They said yes.
They were ready to give us the keys that day.
Well, Ed, from what I understand, of course, this was built in 1941, and you're trying to restore this thing a few years ago. You had to make the parts because parts weren't around. So you had to look at this steam engine and say, how do we put this thing together? Okay, we have to make this new part to get this thing going. Is that right?
Yeah, we're set up to do heavy duty work, but we had to do a lot of work on our shop, and we had to get a lot of tooling and make a lot of tooling. A lot of the tooling we had was just worn out. So we kind of revitalized the shop before we began this, but you're right. We just made all the parts. We have all the original blueprints. And from the beginning, when I was approached with this project, I indicated to those that were wanting to make this decision, hey, we're going to do this right. We're going to take our time. We're not going to be done, you know, soon, and it's not going to be cheap, and it's going to be a long, hard journey. And here we are. It took us 2.5 years, and here it is in Chicago, all the fruits of our labors and all the support of this great company, the Union Pacific, that stood behind us throughout this really difficult rebuild process. It's one of the most monumental steam engine rebuilds of our generation.
It's the largest steam engine on the planet Earth.
Congratulations. I mean, that's a huge feat. I'm curious about what that renovation, or reno is what I was going to say, cost.
You know, I always answer it like this. When people ask me that and they're standing around, and I just turn to them and I look and I said, has it been worth it? You know, it's a significant investment.
Sure.
Not only in the capital, but also the human effort and the challenges and just the whole process of something like this. But it can only happen with devoted, committed people.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, when we undertook it, we were not going to fail. We were going to get it done.
Cheers.
We were going to see it through to completion, and we did. We literally came down to within 48 hours of our deadline to run it.
Wow.
Before it would even move itself. So, you know, there was, I'm sure there was concern on many levels that I don't think they're going to get it done. Well, we never heard that. If we did, we ignored it. We pushed through, and we made it happen.
You pushed through just like the train. That's awesome.
We're talking with Ed Dickens, the engineer of Big Boy, which is in town for one more day. Is that right, Ed, until tomorrow?
Let's see. Today's Sunday. Monday, yep. Yes. Tomorrow will be on display one more time. I lose track of time.
Ed,
and then we depart out of here on Tuesday.
Ed, I've seen pictures of you, and I saw you in a train hat and the bib overalls. Is that what you're wearing right now? That's my visual.
No. Well, let's keep with the visual. I've got a red bandana, the striped hat.
Okay.
You know, the overalls. Today, I'm kind of in a polo shirt.
A polo shirt.
What?
A polo shirt. I know it's kind of a day off for us. Yesterday, myself and my guys were underneath the locomotive. We have some inspections we have to do, so I was just filthy dirty.
Well,
but this is a job where you got to do everything.
Well, Ed, how does one become an engineer of the largest steam engine on the planet? Is this a generational thing? Was your father an engineer of a train?
No, he wasn't, but he exposed me at a very, very young age to the steam locomotives, and it just something happened. A little seed was planted, and that story is true with most of my team. We're looking around in the crowd right now. There's young boys and girls wearing train outfits.
Hmm.
It's something that's kind of gone away. You know, the steam locomotives are really not that common. People really don't necessarily want to be a train engineer as much as they did back when a steam locomotive came through town with the engineer waving at you with that characteristic hat and bandana.
Oh, sure.
And the romance of the rails is a little bit different today. But we see more and more in that as with our social media and everything and the as many photographs and the videos are taken of the equipment. There are so many young people around here that are dressing up like engineers, and that's really the most fun part of our experience is seeing that and being able to talk to those people because it's such a big part of their life, and it makes all the work that we've done on this, it's like icing on the cake for us.
All right, Big Ed, tell everybody where you're at again so they can stop by and where they can find you on social media.
We're here at 335 Spencer at West Chicago, the Larry S. Provo Training Center. It's just due south of the West Chicago Metro Station. And you can look for us at upsteam.com. And if you're on Facebook, Steam Club, the Union Pacific Steam Club on Facebook.
All right. Thank you.
Big Ed Dickens. Ed, thank you for coming on and continued success, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your having me on today.
You're the best. Take care. That is Ed Dickens. He's the engineer. He's driving that puppy.
Woo!
Big Boy in West Chicago. It is 720 WGN. Your business decision.